So, you know, 8 years ago, last month, I got a call from Pastor Kathy Wilborn, telling me that the bishop would like me to move from San Jacinto and Winchester to Torrance. And I said, well, what is the church like? And of course, the first thing that she said was, well, it's about 60% Filipino. My immediate response was, do they know I'm not Filipino? She said, they're okay with that. And I remember just a couple weeks later coming to my SPRC introduction, and once I figured out the one-way streets, because there's no one-way streets in San Jacinto, but once I figured out the one-way streets and parked and found the friendship room, I was immediately greeted with this beautiful bouquet of flowers and a plate of homemade chocolate chip cookies. From that moment, I was completely embraced and welcomed and blessed by this congregation. I remember the first Sunday coming in, and Dave Smith, as the SPRC chair, had arranged a liturgy with items to give me a globe to represent that the world is my parish, like John Wesley said, and a stole and a Bible, and these items to represent the ministry that I would be doing with you. And I remember a few weeks after that, oh, and then a big party in the social hall, and I remember walking around to every table greeting people, but also remembering that Vicky Nee had made little gift buckets for each of the kids to welcome them, and you have welcomed, embraced, and loved them with everything that you've had since then that I could not be more grateful for. I remember going to Ray Legospi's house, I think it was Anella's birthday party, and having the Legospi family, one, learning there was this ginormous family in this church that was as big as my previous church, but remembering them singing to me, "Welcome to the Family." And you know, 8 years later, I stand up here, and one, I have to tell you, I've spent 3 weeks trying to figure out what to say in this moment, and for 3 weeks have been completely stumped. Because how in the world do you wrap up 8 incredible years in just minutes? And I wanted 2 more years here. My goal was to allow Theo to graduate from Torrance High School, and how do I take 2 years worth of sermons and try to put them into one? And I think I've done that to you before with some marathon sermons, if you might remember, but I'm not gonna do that today. So without having the words, I went to the scriptures. But I too tell you, I've never struggled more than with this message for today. I will tell you, I am not good at goodbyes, and I will warn you, my tear ducts are broken. This is actually diagnosed by my eye doctor, so you won't see the tears flowing. It's not because they're not there, that the waterworks just don't work. But thank you for letting me lead you, allowing me to learn from you, and allowing me to love you. Thank you for loving me and my family, my kids and my parents alike, for teaching me, and for having a lifelong impact on me. That is my thank you to you, in as brief of a time as I can put it. But as I work to say goodbye and prepare you to welcome Pastor Jacob, I invite us first to join in a word of prayer. Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So first of all, the lyrics from Hamilton, we got to teach them how to say goodbye, came into my head, and I was like, how do we learn how to say goodbye? Especially when it hurts so much to say goodbye because we've been through so much. I've been there for the birth of your kids. I've been there for graduations. I've been there for weddings. I've been there for funerals. I've been there for baptisms. I've been there for all sorts of things. And I was thinking, where's this situation? And where did I go? But I went to the Old Testament. I promise we will get to the Psalm of Praise, and I will show you how it fits in today. But first, I want to go to Deuteronomy, specifically to the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy. And in the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy, the wandering Israelites who have been in the desert for 40-something years are getting ready to go into the Promised Land. But one of the things that was promised to Moses is that Moses would not get to go into the Promised Land. Now, one, I can completely relate with Moses in this one. Moses doesn't get to go in the Promised Land. I had some goals. I wanted to help celebrate the 100th anniversary. Don't get to do that. I wanted to help celebrate the paying off of the sanctuary loan, which is just a couple months or so away. I don't get to do that. And then most recently, I really wanted to finish the basement project before moving on. Lord, have mercy. That basement, ugh. I tried, y'all. I really tried. So many things that I wanted to be here for. And God said, I'm sorry, but you got to hand it off to someone else. And so what a blessing that Pastor Jacob will get to be here for all of those. But so now, back to the scriptures. Moses was told, you don't get to see the Holy Land. And so Moses needed to be able to hand the Israelites over to somebody. And in the 31st chapter, it says, then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old. Can we get a whoa? 120 years old, trying to lead those rascally Israelites in the desert. And I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Their land being the Promised Land. Their land being the place that they had been kicked out of by famine and had been promised that they would go back into. But here Moses doesn't get to go with them. But before he even talks about who the new leader will be, what does he say? Going ahead of you, before you, blazing the trail and making sure what needs to happen happens, will go before you. And who is that but God? God who brought you into Egypt when there was famine so you had food. God that got you out of Egypt when you were in slavery and harshly treated. God who has provided for you all through the desert, are you getting the theme here, will be the one to lead you. Now, because the Israelites struggle in not seeing God face to face and being able to trust what God's doing, needed a human leader. And who was chosen but Joshua? It says in chapter 7, then verse 7, then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as your inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. And do not be discouraged. Here's the Lord with Joshua, saying the baton has been passed. Here is this new leader, but I am with him like I was with Moses. He will pick up where Moses is leaving off, and you will fulfill your destiny of getting into the Promised Land. As Methodist Church, we have this baton passing. Sometimes a little too often. We got 8 years, which is actually a pretty good stint for a Methodist pastor. and I've done what I was called to do for 8 years. I hope I did enough. I hope I did well enough by you and well enough by God. But now, as much as it grieves me and as much as it grieves many of you, it's time to bless you with a new leader. It's time for you to have somebody with new passions, new ideas, new visions, new gifts, to be able to take you in the next step of your journey. I know that change has anxiety. I know there was probably anxiety with you when I was coming in. I was just a rascally young female bringing 3 young kids along with me. One who I've been going through my notebooks in my office and realizing how many meetings Madison went with me to, because all of my agendas are covered in scribbles from her. Thank you so much, Madison. There is an anxiety. But to think about it, what did God say? I go before you. God is already in next week. God is already in the weeks and months to come, knowing what needs to be done, knowing what you need, knowing the reason why you are saying goodbye to me and welcoming in Pastor Jacob, to invite him into the family the same way you invited me in. For God is blessing this transition. God is blessing what is to come. And God will continue to bless you as you move forward with your mission. And what is your mission? Not to conquer armies and towns. We're not drawing up arms. But how about taking the time to conquer hunger and hate and division? Spending time to seek out the lost and the lonely. Taking the time to care for one another. These are the things that God will be with you through and calling you to. But Moses in this text, after he proclaims that he will not get to go with them to the promised land, after he will not be able to finish the journey with them and blesses Joshua, onto the next page of my Bible, the next chapter, what does Moses do? But Moses sings a song of praise. Moses sings a song of praise for all that God had done and all the ways that God had been faithful. And so this morning I give the sermon title of Praise the Lord, because today we praise the Lord for the last 8 years. We praise the Lord for all of the good, all of the worship, all of the study, all of the fellowship, all of the service, all of the friendship, all of the ways that we were able to be together and all the ways that we have grown together. We praise God for being with us here today, for it is God's presence that connects us, brothers and sisters in Christ, a bond that cannot and will not be broken. Though I may move to a new city, I will always be connected to you. So watch out, Pastor Stacy is still gonna be here looking out for each and every one of you. But we give thanks to God on this day. And I particularly give thanks for each and every one of you as I look around at these faces. And I'm so proud to call you family and beloveds, and I give you thanks. So my friends, as I wrap up this jumbled, totally imperfect last sermon, because God was slow to put on my heart what I needed to say, let us pray. God, we give you thanks for your presence. We give you thanks that you are always with us and that we cannot be separated from you. We give you thanks that though we become anxious, especially in times of change and loss, that you are a God who remains calm because you are a God who can see ahead of us and know that we will be okay. For all the paths that you have blazed for us, for all of the ways that you have kept our feet on solid ground, we give you our heartfelt thanks. And we give you thanks for this community of believers, for the brothers and sisters in Christ that we have through this church. And we just ask you that by your Holy Spirit, that you will guide us through the rest of today and all of the days to come, that you will bless this time of transition, transition like from Moses to Joshua. And Lord, I pray upon all of your people that they will hear the words spoken to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. I pray that each of your blessed children in this place will realize that they are also a Joshua, a leader in their own way, one who is changing this world because of the way that they live in it, the way that they love in it, and the way that they bring you into it through their hands, their feet, and their hearts. May we go from this place not alone, but with you and one another, feeling blessed and grateful for all that you have done for us. For this we pray in your mighty name. Amen. And now with that, I would like to invite the ushers forward for the giving of our gifts and tithes this morning.